Pianist Oren Evans came up in Philadelphia, absorbing lessons from local keyboard heroes like Shirley Scott and Trudy Pitts. Evans has played with Bobby Watson, the Mingus Big Band, and the group Tar Baby. He leads the Captain Black Big Band and has recorded with various small groups. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Evans' new trio record makes a perfect introduction.
Oren Evans on Ornette Coleman's Blues Connotation, where drummer Donald Edwards and bassist Eric Rivas set a New Orleans second-line groove tinged with vintage hip-hop. A beat like that is catnip to the pianist, and Evans gets right down and rolls in it. He quotes from Monk and Miles tunes in his solo, keeping the mood light. Oren Evans' new album is called It Was Beauty. Folks who love Brad Meldow's gem-like ballads and lucidly developed solos will find a lot to like here. Evans can be a heavy hitter at the keyboard, but this time out he reins himself in some. His latest version of Hoagy Carmichael's Rockin' Chair is so achingly slow, it takes the trio 3.5 minutes just to play the melody. They treat it with extraordinary tenderness, as if afraid the fabric will tear. Evans is not always so delicate. At heart, he's a die-hard Philly swinger with a roving, playful side. At the end of his tune, Dorm Life, he massages a two-note piano lick, expands it into a three-note nod to Leonard Bernstein's Maria over a fat swing groove, then works his way back to the original figure. The bass player on that one is Lucas Curtis. On the album It Was Beauty, Oren Evans tweaks his trio, swapping out bassist Eric Rivas a couple of times, as if guests were sitting in during a nightclub set. Two pieces have two bassists, a tricky combination that Rivas and Ben Wolf keep under control. The four musicians treat that ensemble like an interlocking drum choir. Everything's a percussion instrument. Thank you. Orrin Evans came in for some rash criticism last year when he declared he'd rather not call his music jazz, preferring the broader term Black American music. One reason he gave? Hoping to see more people in his audiences who look like him. In keeping with that big tent aesthetic, Evans closes his album with a luminous take on Andre Crouch's hymn, My Tribute. It was a favorite of the pianist's mom. In Orrin Evans's neighborhood, the church, the nightclub, and the corner all share the same block.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and eMusic, and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed It Was Beauty by Orrin Evans. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. John Myers directed today's show. We'll close today with music from jazz pianist and composer Marion McPartland, who for over 40 years hosted Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz, the popular public radio program of jazz and conversation. McPartland died yesterday at her home of natural causes. She was 95. We'll hear an interview Terry Gross recorded with Marion McPartland on Friday. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.